Arnold Toynbee, the greatest historian, has written about the world. The world consists of 21 civilizations. And in his book, on the first page, he has a footnote and says, I can't fit the Jewish people into this model. I can't fit them in. They're quite different. The rise and fall of civilizations. The rise and fall of civilizations. The rise and fall of civilization. The Jewish people continue on, and God is doing that, and so is the Lord Jesus. And he's raised up to bring them all back, the 12 tribes. Read Revelation, that's where they'll be in the tribulation period. Read Ezekiel 47 and 48, and there you find that the land of Israel is going again to be redivided with all the 12 tribes of Israel and all their inheritance sections. It's all recorded there. All you have to do is just believe what's read there, and it all fits. And to the Gentiles, he says, I will also give you a light to the goyim, the Gentiles, that you shall be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Yes, praise God for all those who are involved in missions, as I have been. But as the world goes on and on, there are more and more unbelievers. The church has not saved the world and will not save the world. Was never commissioned to save the world. It was to go and make disciples out of every nation. Praise God for local revivals, of which I've been involved in. But that's not the commission of the church. As a matter of fact, the professing church will apostatize and get worse and worse. And the Lord Jesus Christ, as he comes back, will spew it out of his mouth. But there'll be the faithful remnant there, those who are truly born again. And they're going to rule the world and take over planet Earth when Jesus comes back, yes. I believe Daniel will be over there in Iraq. He'll have, where he was in Babylon. I believe he'll be there, yes. I believe all those persecuted saints in Russia, they'll be reigning in Russia when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, yes. I have a theory about that. Come and talk to me later. Finally, the servant is despised and worshipped. We find the serpent is despised, is absolutely abhorred. Verse 7, quickly. Thus saith the Lord, the redeemed of Israel, their holy one, to whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors. That's the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. They did and they still do in the Talmud. In the Talmud, Jesus is referred to as the cursed one, the leprous one, the sick one. He is cursed by them. Praise God for those out of Israel who trust him and come to know him. And to the servant of rulers, he will be the slave to those who will rule as in his earthly ministry. Now notice this one. This turns the tables. Kings shall see and arise. Princes shall worship because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, as he has chosen you. Yes, the despised one who's suffering will one day have kings worshipping him. King of kings, Lord of lords. I'll close with this. You've heard of the Algonquin tribes in the 1600s in America, when England began to colonize, and they came across, early missionaries came across to the Algonquin, and there were some wonderful converts. And one of them was Pocahontas. Remember Pocahontas? Yeah, that young lady. And she was a princess. Anyhow, in the course of time, Pocahontas went to England, and an audience was granted to Queen Anne, the mother of Queen Victoria. And it is, and you know, when when you go to see a royalty, they sit and you stand. That's right. Even Queen Elizabeth, you can't talk to her and turn your back. If you have an audience with Queen Elizabeth, you must walk backwards so that you're always looking at her until you get to the door. That's acknowledging royalty. So here is this princess from the Algonquin tribe, Pocahontas. And as we say, if you go to king's court, king or queen are seated, everyone else is standing. You don't stand up in the presence unless royalty stands up, then you're able to stand up. This is in the British way. So they brought in Pocahontas, this little lass from the Algonquin tribe who had come a believer. As soon as they opened the doors and she walked in, Queen Anne stood up. He stood up. And Pocahontas walked to her and they greeted one another. And she said, "I stand in the presence of royalty." So Queen Anne said, "Yeah." Now, that's what's going to happen when our Lord Jesus Christ comes. Kings will fall down before him. He'll be Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Praise the Lord. I think we better leave it there. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has done and means to us. May he inspire us. So Lord, watch over our time. Thank you for the food that is going to be provided. And we thank you for the time of fellowship in Jesus' precious name. Amen.